Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. We have a wonderful treat for you today. In honor of February 13th, the International Self-Love Day, as proclaimed by our guest today, Christine Arilo, you're invited to make 2011 a year in which you choose more self-love. The show today is Falling Madly in Love with Yourself. In this interview, Christine Arilo will share with you the vows and hows of self-love, how to tell if you really do love yourself, and what you can do in everyday life to bring more self-love and love into your life. After earning her MBA from Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management and spending over 12 years marketing big brands such as Gap Incorporated, Visa, and Frito-Lay, Christine Arilo traded in building images for corporations for the chance to inspire women to break free from their limiting and outdated self-images. A self-admitted but recovering achievement junkie and doing addict, Christine is a transformational teacher and a coach who writes and speaks about the struggles and possibilities that this generation of women, today's 21st century woman, faces with life and love. She's a popular author of Choosing Me Before We, Every Woman's Guide to Life and Love. You can find that at mebeforewe.com. Christine's opinions have been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, and E! Entertainment TV, and in publications such as the Daily Ohm and the San Francisco Chronicle. Christine is known as the Queen of Self-Love, and she's a creator of Madly in Love with Me, an international self-love movement that includes an official self-love holiday, February 13th. And Christine is dedicated to making self-love a tangible reality. Christine is a co-founder of Inner Mean Girl Reform School. It's a virtual school and community dedicated to transforming women's self-sabotaging inner voices so they can stop being so darn hard on themselves. Christine, welcome to Opening to Ecstasy.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. There's nothing better than I like to do to get together and talk about love and self-love. So I'm so glad to be on the phone and so glad everyone is here listening to us. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, hello, everybody. I had a little, I don't know why, but some sort of problem with the Skype wasn't going through. We got a little late on the show. We got to play,
It's called I Married Myself. It's the official, every year for Madly in Love with Me Day, we pick an official song for the year, an official self-love song. And this year's song is written by a woman named Catherine Rose from Toronto, and it's called I Married Myself.
Thank you. Yes, I downloaded your self-love kit this morning, and that was on there. I sent it to the station, and I was glad they had that on hand to play. And I actually married myself when I was 6 months pregnant with my son, and realized that my son's father had changed his mind in the direction he was going, and I actually had a ceremony.
That's wonderful. I've done the same thing, and I've coached many other women to do the same. I still have my ring that I actually bought for myself when I married myself. I'm very pro-marriage to oneself. In fact, in the kit, I don't know if you saw this or not, Lynette, that there's the vows of self-love that you can actually download, and they're in the kit on the Madly in Love with Me site. And I think it's if you're ready to do it, like, take the plunge. We have to really love ourselves first before we can ever really give that love to anybody else.
Absolutely, because we got started a little late. We only have about 2.5 minutes till break, and I have a lot of things that I'm excited to talk to you about.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
I'll want to hear a little more about how you got started in this. We'll do that after the break. Okay. But is there just a couple-minute little soundbite you feel like sharing right now? I'm all ears. I'm definitely having a little bit of a down space today, and I've been working on loving myself for the past 20 years, and I'm excited to hear all of your tips. So give us a tip before we go to break.
we'll just start with, like, what actually is self-love? I think a lot of people, we don't know. If you actually look it up on dictionary.com, get ready for this. The definition on dictionary.com is conceit, vanity, and narcissism.
That's great.
Oh, I know. I'm like, who writes these definitions? Because, like, I'm like, is there, like, some man up in the sky that, like, writes definitions? Like, what? Who has this job? Because I want to speak to that person. I have a bone to pick with them.
I want to hear your rewrite.
And I do have a rewrite, and I'll share that with us as we go into break here, and then I'll tell you, I think, if we have time before the break, I'll tell you, but now we'll come back, what the difference between self-esteem and self-love actually is, because it's something I think it's really important distinction. But for all of you out there listening right now, I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes for a moment, as long as you're not operating any heavy machinery, and take a deep breath with me in and out, because you really want to feel this definition of self-love. So this is what self-love really is. Self-love is the unconditional love and respect that you have for yourself that is so deep, so solid, so unwavering that you only invite in situations and relationships, including the one that you have with yourself, that reflect that same unconditional love and respect.
That is beautiful, Christine. I'm going to print that out and put it on my wall.
Well, the new definition will be in the new guidebook that goes up on February 1st, so you can actually print it. It's all hand-illustrated, so I actually hand-illustrated the definition, so it'll be ready to put up on your wall, colorful and all.
And everything on your site is so beautiful and professionally done. I really recommend everyone go there, madlyinlovewithyou.com. You're listening to
madlyinlovewithme.com. Me.
Madly in love with me.
Yes, me first, right?
Freudian slip there. Thank you for correcting. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. My guest today is the queen of self-love, Christina Rylo. Our topic is falling madly in love with me. Mm-hmm. You can contact Christine at madlyinlovewithme.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I know I'd said it madly in love with you last time. It's madlyinlovewithme.com. So before we went to break, you gave a wonderful definition of self-love, and you were saying you wanted to contrast that with self-esteem. Could you do that now?
I can. I think that's a really important distinction. I'm very, addicted to definitions, which is not a bad thing in words. It's not a bad thing to be addicted to, because I think it actually says a lot about what our society understands and believes. I don't know if most people know this or not. I didn't know this, that definitions change and have changed over the course of centuries. Again, I don't know who decides that they change, but they do morph and change. And so when you go and you look up a word, what happens is you actually can understand the collective consciousness around the word. And I think one of the things that just really surprised me when I was on my own journey to self-love, which we can talk about, was that I, my whole life, had a ton of self-esteem. Maybe this is even a good place to talk about it, but I had always had a self-esteem. And so when I found myself about 10 years ago in a situation in which I was getting my MBA at the best business school in the United States, climbing the corporate ladder, six-figure job, big house, very confident woman, when I found myself basically being broken up with outside my engagement party by my fiancé, and who said to me, I don't love you, I don't want to marry you, oh, by the way, I've been cheating on you, right before we walked in to greet 40 people to witness this impending marriage. And instead of punching him in the face like a confident woman would have, or slapping him or walking out, I said, you know, that's great, but we'll fix it later. And I tried to fix it for 2 weeks and begged this man to take me back. We went to the party, pretended everything was normal, everything was fine, everyone took pictures, I toasted, you know, it was, I just pretended. And the 2 weeks that followed, I just begged this man to take me back. I would cry so hard for him to take me back that I couldn't get to work with makeup on my face because I cried all out by the time I got there. And at some point, a very good friend to me said, Christine, I love you, but you have to stop calling me from conference rooms, hyperventilating. I can't get any work done. And that took, she's like, I want you to go see this person. And I thought she was going to send me to a therapist, but it actually ended up being an astrologist. And the astrologist read my chart and read his chart, which I lived in Chicago at the time, so seeing an astrologist was not something I was, you know, had done before. And but she said to me, she goes, look, honey, you can keep trying to get this guy back for the next 40 years, and he'll make your life miserable. Or you can leave, and your life will open up into places you could never imagine. And it was like I just needed that one person to say that to me. And I went home and to give me permission to leave, and I went home and I packed my bags, and that first night, I was actually living, my girlfriend let me come live with her, and that first night I'm laying in bed next to her and she's reading some magazine. She's all excited because she's actually a newly engaged happy bride. And I'm laying next to her on the bed looking at the ceiling, and I had that feeling in my heart. Do you know, have you ever had that feeling where you felt like someone just took your heart actually and ripped it out of your body so there's a huge hole there?
Yes, I've had that.
Yeah, I think we've all had that, right? And I always like mistook that hole for, cause we would break up all the time. I'd always mistook that hole for like him missing. Like, oh my God, he's missing. My heart's broken. But in that moment on that night that I you know, decided to leave the relationship, even though he had already left, but had really decided to choose myself, this voice spoke to me, which I later learned was my intuition. And what she said to me was this. She said, that hole in your chest, that hole in your heart, is not him missing. It's you missing. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that you've been settling for a long time, Christine. And I was like, oh, damn, she's right. I just hadn't been listening to her, you know, for a long time. And she'd been trying to talk to me, but I wouldn't listen to what she had to say. And so she was very eager to talk to me, so she kept talking. She kept going on. And she said, and you know what, Christine? You have a lot of self-esteem and a lot of confidence, but you do not love yourself. And you don't even know what it means. And I was like, dang, she's right again. She's right again. And in that moment, I took a series of vows. It wasn't the moment I married myself, but it was the start. And they're actually some of the vows that I include in my book, Choosing Me Before We. They're the first chapters. And took 3 vows that night. And the first vow was, I will be honest with myself from this day forward. I will never, and I will fall in love with myself. That was vow number 2. I will fall in love with myself. I don't know how to do it, but I will fall in love with myself. And then the third vow was, I will never settle for less than my heart and soul desire. And those have been 3 of the vows that have really led my life ever since. And so that began my quest of self-love, which I learned was different than self-esteem. And in the process, what I've really kind of come to understand is that self-esteem, the way that I define it, I don't really know what the people on dictionary.com say about it because, well, they're mostly wrong anyway, so I haven't bothered to look up self-esteem. But what I do know about self-esteem, and this I think will probably resonate with most of you listening, is that self-esteem is the knowingness that you can do anything. And it's really important. It's really good. It's confidence. It's self-confidence. I mean, think of all the self-esteem programs that are out there today that I know weren't out there even when I was growing up. It's an everyday word. We talk about self-esteem all the time. And it's really important. But the thing is that it's focused on doing. So this is why you can be very self-confident and still end up in an abusive, toxic, unhappy relationship. Why you can have self-esteem and still hate your body. Why you can have self-esteem and still silently beat yourself up from never being enough. Why you can have self-esteem and still drive yourself to exhaustion and take care of everyone else without taking care of yourself. And these are the issues that self-love addresses, because self-love is the unconditional love and respect you have for yourself.
I'm so glad to hear you share this. I hadn't heard this distinction before. Just before the interview, I listened to you on view by the bay, and you were giving that distinction, and that was the first time I'd ever heard it. And I grew up without self-esteem or self-love, and with an extreme amount of self-loathing. And I've certainly been working on self-esteem and thinking that I was working on self-love. And I'm sure that I've been sort of crossing them over back and forth, you know, cross-pollination, but the distinction is helpful for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, they're kissing cousins, you know. They're definitely kissing cousins. And I think self-esteem is really, 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 really important. And there's a deeper level. And I just think, you know, we're living in a time where that is, it's time for that self-love to become an everyday word. It's one of the things that fuels me and also really drives me insane about this mission that was given to me about self-love. I did not take a class at Kellogg about self-love. I was going to be a marketing executive. This was not on the plan. But 4 years ago, when the universe basically said, quit your six-figure job, get your book published, and go out and teach self-love, I knew that that's what I needed to do. And as I started talking to women, especially about this, and men, I was just really saddened by a lot of the responses I got. Things like, oh, self-love is selfish. And, oh, like, do you really, they're starving children, like, and you're going to talk about self-love? Like, that's so, you know, not even on the radar. But the fact is that one out of three girls will be physically abused by the time she is, or be in an abusive relationship by the time she's 18. That's important. And the reason it's not changing and it hasn't changed is because we don't talk about self-love. And I think some of the saddest responses that I get that really make me so sad is when people say to me, oh, you mean like masturbation? And not in a good way. Like, not in a good way. Like, it's a dirty word. They literally treat self-love like a dirty word. I had a male client say to me, Christine, you can't go out and talk about self-love. People will think that you're out there talking about masturbation. You cannot do that. And I said to him, you know, I have to do that, and that's exactly why. Because self-love isn't a dirty word, and it should be a word that we talk to our children about, that we talk to each other about, and that we're not ashamed to really, you know, embrace the greatness that we are, and to love ourselves and be compassionate with ourselves and treat ourselves just like we would a little child, who we would never say to a little child, hey, you don't love yourself, that's selfish. But we say it to ourselves all the time.
Yes, wonderful, wonderfully said. Thank you so much for this mission that you're on, and I'm excited to hear more when we come back from our break. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today I have the Queen of Self-Love, Christina Riolo, talking about the vows and hows of self-love. You can contact Christine at madlyinlovewithme.com. Be sure to check out her site and get the free self-love kit that she's got there. All right, Christine, there are just so many things that I would love to hear from you. I hardly even know where to start. I love the distinctions you made between self-love and self-esteem. And you spoke about, women, I think you said 80%, or was it 1 in 3? No, 1 in 3 would be an abusive relationship before age 20 or 18. Mm-hmm. Was that what
yes.
you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. When I was 18 years old, I got married to someone. It was a very abusive relationship. And I had had an eating disorder from the time I was about 12 years old, mm-hmm. and other kinds of issues. And by the time I was in my mid to late 20s, I had adrenal fatigue, and it went into thyroid issues and autoimmune disorders. And I know you talk about all of that with the self-love. So I'm really interested in knowing, okay, so you take someone who, at any age, a woman that isn't loving herself, doesn't know how to love herself, how would she even begin?
It's a really good question because it's, in our society especially, we're like, what's the 5 steps? Just give me the 5 steps. I do just 5 things. And I could say, I love myself. And, it doesn't quite work that way. It does work that way in some ways. I think one of the things about self-love and why I'm on this mission and why I founded Madly in Love with Me and I created the International Day of Self-Love on February 13th was to raise awareness for self-love and to make it tangible. Once I can get people or you get yourself to the place of, okay, I get it. Okay, I'm on board. Self-love is not just about masturbation. It's not a dirty word. I want it. How do I get it? And the question that, I sat with for a couple of years, and what's been great is that I've really been able to, I think, create a system that helps people see where do you love yourself and where don't you love yourself? Because it's not really a black or white thing. It's not like you love yourself or you don't love yourself. It's more like you are grades of self-love, or there are kind of thinking about it almost like there's milestones of self-love. I call them the gates of self-love. And it's like you go through your life forever on a self-love journey. It's kind of actually really cool, I think, is that you get to fall in love with yourself forever and ever and ever every day for the rest of your life. So it's not one of those things like on your personal growth chart you could say, okay, I've mastered self-love, check. What's the next personal growth goal, please? That's not how it works. But if you think about self-love as a practice and you think about it as really looking around in these different gates and really kind of understanding what where you need to really grow your self-love. And that's why on February 13th what I ask people to do is choose one of these gates of self-love. Just one, not four, not three, one, because, we've got an recovering overachiever here. Just pick one area that you really want to grow in so that you can that you can really bring that into your life. And I'm happy to share those gates as a place for us to start, because that would be
that.
What I would say to a woman is, or a man, understand the gates of self-love.
Yes, so please share with us the gates of self-love. I'd love to hear those.
And there are five of them, and I'm sure there are more. I'll just out myself. I'm currently in the middle of climbing over the fifth gate, and literally, like, I always kind of think of it like being like 7 years old and climbing over the fence, you know, and you have like 1 foot on one side and 1 foot on the other side, and you know you have to go forward because going back is not going to feel very good. I'm almost over, and 2011 for me is really it's a gate I've been working on, well, my whole life, but really for the last 3 or 4 years, and I think I'm going to make it over this year. So I'm sure there's a sixth gate. I will let you all know when I get over the fifth gate what that one is. So here are the gates, and you can go ahead and write these down if you want to, but they're also in the Madly in Love with Me kit and guidebook as well. So I'll go through them quickly, and then what we can do is we can go back through them, Lynette, if you'd like, and talk about them in more depth.
Great.
So the first two gates are actually linear. The other two, they're not like in any order, but I do think you have to really do gate one and gate two before you can really climb over gate three, four, and five. So the first gate, it's going to seem really simple, and it is, but it's also not in many ways, is that you know yourself, and you know what you want from your life, and you know what your heart and soul desire, and you're going for it. And that really goes back to that vow that I mentioned, the vow that I took of never settling for less than my heart and soul desire. There are actually five vows of sovereignty, which this gate is really about. It's about really knowing that you don't need to have anyone else in your life to be happy, that you can actually, you don't need anyone else to make you emotionally whole, that you can complete yourself. And you have taken these set of five vows, which are the first five chapters in Choosing Me Before We, and there I know myself, I trust myself, I love myself, I'm honest with myself, and I'll honor myself. I will never settle for less than my heart and soul desire. And that's that gate. It's about knowing yourself and healing your own emotional wounds to come back to a really good place of wholeness. So that's gate number one. And I think as you go through each of these gates, there's a moment where you do like feel like you made that milestone. I remember with that gate specifically, I had taken myself on a love retreat up in wine country, and I was having dinner by myself in this very romantic restaurant, and that night I was having dessert in bed in this very fluffy white kind of, you know, down bed, and I remember just feeling, oh, I love myself. Mm-hmm. And it took me 3 years to get to that gate. So this is not an overnight thing, but it was a great adventure. And in that process, I married myself and really, really fell in love with myself. And then it was gate number two. And gate number two is that you only have relationships in your life that give you unconditional love and respect. The only reason in my book to have a relationship, and this is a friendship, a relative, or a romantic partnership, is because it helps you have a better life, and that it helps you become the person that you can most be, mm-hmm. and it helps you reach your dreams of your heart and your soul, which is why you have to go through gate one first, is you have to know what your heart and soul desire, because so often in relationships, we are blaming our partners for not being happy, but the truth is that we're not happy because we don't even know what our heart and soul really desire.
Absolutely.
And this is a hard one for people, and I'm happy to talk more about it. It's one of the reasons why I wrote Choosing Me Before We, because, you know, it's like, I was that person, and I saw so many other people just, like, were a little bit, you know, emotionally stunted as a culture, and we were looking for love, really, from the outside, and so that's the second gate. The third gate, again, so though you got to go through those two to get to the third, fourth, and fifth, but the third, fourth, and fifth, I don't think know that there's any order to them. So the third gate is that you're nice to yourself. That voice inside your head, some people call the inner critic. I refer to her as the inner mean girl or the inner bully, that one that beats you up, right, for everything that you're not, that tells you that you're fat, that you're not good enough, that you'll fail, don't even try, that no one will ever love you. I mean, just, you know, on and on, that compares you to everyone else, judges you, creates ridiculously high expectations. When you let that inner critic free to run your life, and every time you say those kind of awful things to yourself, it's like cutting yourself with a razor blade. Mm-hmm. It's that damaging. You can't see it on the outside, but if we could see your soul, you'd see the cuts. And I have the scars to prove it, because I was extremely hard on myself, being an achievement junkie. It's actually one of the inner mean girls that I, you know, it was never enough. No matter how much I did, it was never enough. And so that's why I created Inner Mean Girl Reform School, to help people really transform those voices. And I can talk more about Mean Patty a little bit later if you'd like, and tell you more about my inner mean girls. So that's gate three. Gate four is, my body is my temple. And that's all about adoring and adorning your body, and not hating her, not treating her like, or him like, a workhorse or a slave. And it doesn't mean that you're always happy about the state of your body, but it means that you have compassion for your body. And in those moments when you put your hand, like I did this the other day, a couple days ago, I put my hand on my leg, and I had just gotten my period that morning, and I felt cellulite. And I had a battle with cellulite for about 10 years, and really just every time I looked in the mirror, it's all I saw. I would think I was one big walking pocket of cellulite. And I'm 5'7", 130 pounds. I'm, you know, thin person, but all I could see is my cellulite.
You're lovely.
Well, it took me, you know, and thank you. Thank you very much for that. And it's true, I am. I am a beautiful woman, but all I could see was my cellulite. And I spent a year loving my cellulite, where I would get out of the shower every morning, make myself look in the mirror, and tell my cellulite, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I would meditate and fill my holes of cellulite up with white light in my mind's eye. And within a year, I stopped seeing my cellulite. And I didn't run a marathon or anything. It's still there. But that moment a couple of days ago when I put my hand on my leg and I felt the cellulite, the difference is that I didn't hate on myself. I said, oh, got my period today, probably a little bloated. Oh, okay. Next. It was on to the next thing.
Yes, we're going to do the fifth gate after break. Thank you so much for sharing that. I've struggled with cellulite too, and I've seen sometimes little babies that have that, lumpy look, and it's so beautiful and sweet, and I'm like, you know, I love it on the baby. I need to love it on myself too.
That's so beautiful.
On this break, everyone, love your cellulite. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and when we return, we'll hear gate five and a lot more about falling in love with me. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Vage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Vage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reserve Vage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with the lovely Christina Rylo, otherwise known as the Queen of Self-Love. And Christina just shared with us the first four gates of self-love, and we are about to hear the fifth.
Well, and I'm right in the middle of the fifth, or maybe I'm about three-quarters of the way over. So I call this gate the gate of self-sustainability, and it was funny that you had to mention it when we were on break there. It's really about taking care of yourself. Can you and do you take care of yourself as well and as much as you do of everyone and everything else? And I think this gate is so difficult for us, especially as women, and I think it's difficult for men, but in a very, very different way. So I'm a woman, so I got to only speak from the woman's perspective, is that it's been ingrained in us for a very long time that we are supposed to give, give, and give until there's nothing left, that there's some great sacrifice, you know, basically in giving to the last drop. And that doesn't really serve anyone. You know, you think about the airlines, like they got it right, put your mask on first, right, before you help your child or anybody. And I think this is even more difficult for moms, because moms will feel so guilty, you know, for taking care of themselves. Or, you know, me as an entrepreneur, my book and my mission is like my child. And so I feel like, oh, I should be working, I should be helping people. And it's just been, a really difficult journey, I think, also because of the doing piece. Going back to that self-esteem, one of the unintended impacts of the feminist movement has been that we have created a generation of achievement junkie and doing addicts, women who really, like in girls, you see this in a lot of the girls too, that our value of ourselves comes from what we do. So part of the reason why it's so hard for us to take care of ourselves is because we've been trained in ourselves to basically believe it's people love me and I'm valuable because of what I do. So if I'm not doing, then somehow I'm not enough. Somehow I'm not going to be loved.
Absolutely. And the truth is that what we are is love. You know,
earlier about yourself. With the adrenal gland fatigue. I mean, 4 out of 5 women, 80% of women, that means like one of you, probably of us right now, our adrenal glands are like, like, I'm tired, must rest.
That would be me. Maybe you too. I don't know.
And, you know, it's interesting. I'll go, you know, some of you listening may understand what that means. Some of you may not. I know for me, a year and a half ago, I thought my adrenal glands were in my throat. I didn't know what adrenal gland fatigue was. I didn't know why it mattered. I didn't know that my stress was causing excess belly fat. I didn't know that stress was causing my insomnia, any of that. It was all coming from the stress, from this need to kind of like be doing all the time. And so it's a very serious issue from a health perspective. It's not just like, oh, go pamper yourself at the spa. Like, we're talking about, do you live in a way that's sustainable? and not pushing yourself to the place where your body has to go kaput and you have to get sick or you have to hurt yourself in order to stop and take care of yourself.
Yeah, because you're not listening to the more subtle messages. You said a need to do all the time, mm-hmm. and I think that there would actually be another more basic need that would make you feel like you need to do all the time, and that those needs often are neglected. We're often, generally we're not even aware of those needs. I have a friend visiting me right now from Ireland, and he teaches compassionate communication, and he's been talking to me about, as a mother, that I could hold my needs side by side with my son's, that, you know, rather than having the approach of, you know, I've gotten so geared to always be thinking about, you know, making sure he has healthy food and enough sleep and his homework and his emotional needs and play dates and exercise and just on and on and on, and been so focused thinking in that way in our relationship. And I've had sometimes moments of some resentment that come up with, you know, being taught to be a little bit of a martyr. And I've been working on that for years. But when my friend was talking to me about, you know, me being in touch with my own basic needs and holding those dear to my heart, and then also holding his needs, so it'd be, you know, side by side rather than his before mine or mine before his. It's a little bit of a challenge for me. It's a new way of being with it, but it's really heart opening and expansive. And I'm finding a lot of times when I think that I have a need to get this done and do this, or so that actually underneath there's another more basic need that I can connect with.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you start one of the practices that I've really put into place, and this is something I just offer for everyone listening right now, is, you know, it's like, okay, we got the gates, we know the gates, now what do I do with that, especially this last gate, which is a doozy for any of us, you know, 21st century women trying to, you know, quote unquote balance everything, which I say just erase the word balance. Choose harmony instead. Balance is kind of no one has balance. I don't know who says those. Even the people on the yoga magazine, they don't stay in that position all the time. Something that you can do to start to make shifts in these areas is, you know, it's not that we don't want to love ourselves or take care of ourselves. Of course we do, but we have this really deep cellular patterning inside of us that really, you know, it's been ingrained for years and years. It's kind of almost like, if you think about it, like a river and a river bed, right? Like a river runs through a piece of earth that's been cut out, and it goes down that path again and again and again and again. And for it to go to a different destination, you have to cut a different path. Well, the same thing is true inside of yourself. You have all these different cellular pathways that have been going the same direction over and over and over and over again for lifetimes and generations, and you have to rewire basically those patterns so that you can make different choices. So when you're getting up in the morning and you feel the stress of thousands of things that you have to do, instead of going into fight or flight mode and going into super stress mode to try to get everything done and then falling down exhausted at the end of the day, you actually have different tools to actually get done what's important and let the less rest fall away. And one of the things that's been most helpful for me, especially in this last gate here, the fifth gate, has been creating what I call 40-day self-love practices. And the great thing about these practices is that they're free. Anyone can do them. You can make them up yourself. And the reason why 40 days, and it goes back to what I said about self-love as a practice, the reason why 40 days is that the yogis, the metaphysicians, and the brain scientists all agree that if you can do anything for 40 days, that you can change your cells, you can change your patterns, you can change your habits, you can change your beliefs. That there's actually something that happens from a brain science perspective between day 28 and 31, which is why you always see all those 30 days to do this, 30-day program, you know, because you literally, your brain does flip. I say 40 days because there's a spiritual component to it as well, and that's where the yogis and the metaphysicians really come in. And so there is a point of spiritual integration that's really important, which at the end of the day, self-love is about your own spiritual journey. And one of the things that I did for a 40-day, one of my first self-love practices was called the Taking Care of Me 40-Day Self-Love Practice. And it was really simple. It's super simple. All you do in the morning, as soon as you wake up, you know, you open your eyes, before you get out of bed, close your eyes, and ask yourself this very simple question. What do I need to take care of me today? Not what do I need to do today, but what do I need to take care of me today? And then listen to your intuition. She will give you an answer. And then whatever she says, that's what you do that day. And it could range. I mean, the craziest thing my mom said to me was, don't start work till noon one day. And I totally freaked out about it. But I trusted it, and it worked out really well for me. And it caused me to do a repattern. So you do that thing or take care of yourself in whatever way throughout the day. Maybe it's a mantra. Maybe it's just an awareness. Like, you know, who knows what your intuition is going to tell you. And then at the end of the day, every day, you just kind of reflect and be like, oh, okay. And what will happen is your life will show up for you, and it will give you challenges during those 40 days. And as long as you keep doing that very simple practice, I promise you, you will shift something.
That is wonderful, Christine. It's been so great having you on the show. Be sure and go to madlyinlovewithme.com. Check out Christine's site. There's so much wonderful information, and be sure to get her self-love kit. It's really wonderful. I so appreciate and support the mission that you're on. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Christine, and thank you for being on the show today. And I appreciate everyone out there listening. Please join me every Friday, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, financial healer Atin Kavi will join me to share how to live a legendary life. She teaches people how to have a relationship with money that allows them to be and express their real self and have fun in the process. I'll meet you here next Friday for financial healing. Thank you again, Christine. Everyone out there, love yourself. Go to Christine's site, Madly in Love with Me. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.